Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I'm sorry, sir, but this coupon cannot be used for your purchase. It's already past the expiration date.
I didn't realize that. In that case, I don't want to get the electric drill. I was only buying it because of the discount. I'll just purchase the nails for today.
I've already rung up the items. Since I'm not authorized to make changes myself, I need to call my manager. It'll just take a moment, though.
Number 32.
What problem does the woman mention?
Number 33.
Where most likely are the speakers?
Number 34.
What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Polly, have you seen the latest sales report? The number of units sold has declined by nearly 20% compared to last quarter.
Yes, I was concerned to see those figures. I think we'd better set up a committee to examine the driving force behind the change. Lynette Beck could head up that project since she's an expert in market research.
Good idea. We'll need about 5 or 6 people to join the committee.
Okay. I'll find some volunteers who are willing to take on this task.
Number 35.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 36.
What does the woman mention about Miss Beck?
Number 37.
What does the woman say she will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation. Good morning. I registered for the conference online and was mailed the admission pass and the welcome packet, but unfortunately, I forgot to bring it with me.
I can check your ID and print you a new pass, but that'll take about 15 minutes. The opening talk starts in just 5 minutes.
Am I allowed to go in after it begins so that I can at least see part of it?
I think that's all right as long as you sit in the back. But let me check that with my colleague just to be sure. I wouldn't want you to have any trouble at the door.
Number 38.
What is the man's problem?
Number 39.
What does the man inquire about?
Number 40.
What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Cara, could you cover my shift at the restaurant on Friday? I know you wanted to pick up extra shifts to save money for your vacation next month.
You're right about that, but there's a folk music festival on Friday. It's one night only.
I understand. I'll try to get someone else to do it.
Why are you taking time off?
My friend is having a special dinner because he recently got a promotion, so I wanted to be there.
You know, I think Gary wanted to work extra shifts too. I can give you his number if you want to try calling him.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Number 41.
What does the woman mean when she says,
"It's one night only"?
Number 42.
Why does the man ask for the woman's help?
Number 43.
What does the woman offer to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. The company's new CEO, Ji Chen, plans to place a greater emphasis on professional development. Consequently, employees can take a tax certification course next month. Are you going to do it?
My former company did the same thing. You should definitely take it, though. It's well worth your time.
It might not be exactly the same. I'd be happy to show you the workbook, accompanying articles, and my notes if you're interested.
Thanks. I think it'd be really helpful to brush up on the contents.
Number 44.
What has the speaker's company recently done?
Number 45.
What does the woman suggest when she says,
"My former company did the same thing"?
Number 46.
What will the man show the woman? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Benjamin, our delivery of office supplies was left in the lobby. We can't have boxes stacked up like that when the investors visit at 3 o'clock, or they might have a negative opinion of our company.
Those must have arrived while I was on my lunch break. Since Adam just started working here, I guess he was unsure about what to do with them when they were delivered.
Okay, I'll go find him now and ask him to put the boxes in the storage room. Meanwhile, please set up the projector and video screen in the conference room.
Number 47.
What is the woman concerned about doing?
Number 48.
What does the man say about Adam?
Number 49.
What will Adam be asked to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Monica Volker, please. This is Lucille Shane.
I'm afraid Miss Volker is out of the office. Is there something I can assist you with?
Ms. Volker is organizing an anniversary party for my company, and there will be 20 more guests than originally planned.
Let me transfer you to Mr. Irwin, Ms. Volker's assistant. Please hold for a moment.
All right.
Hi, Ms. Shane. This is Kurt Irwin. My colleague explained your situation.
Will it be a problem?
Not at all. I just need to know whether any of the new people have food allergies before I call the caterer with an update.
Number 50.
Who most likely is Miss Volker?
Number 51.
What does the woman want to do?
Number 52.
What does Mr. Irwin ask the woman to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Congratulations, Lawrence. I heard that you were able to get Mercado International to sign a contract to use our financial services. The volume of business they do is nearly double that of the majority of our other clients.
Yes, I'm very pleased with the outcome. With Mercado International on board, we'll finally surpass the market share of Haven Finance. That'll help us to establish our reputation as experts.
Right. But you might have trouble handling a business of Mercado International's size on your own. Since there's plenty of room in the budget, we should hire another staff member.
Number 53.
Why does the woman congratulate the man?
Number 54.
What does the man suggest about Haven Finance?
Number 55.
What does the woman recommend doing? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Gail Henderson, and I registered for your Fun in the Sun cruise to the Caribbean. I just realized that my passport has expired, and there won't be time to get a new one. Can I travel with a driver's license instead?
Yes, because our cruise itinerary begins and ends at the same U.S. location, any photo identification from the government is accepted for U.S. citizens. You should go over the list of approved forms from the registration packet we mailed you.
I never received a packet. I only got an email confirmation.
Sorry about that. I'll mail another one right away. Could you tell me the best place to send it?
Number 56.
Why is the woman calling?
Number 57.
What does the man recommend doing?
Number 58.
What information does the man ask for? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Fumio and Oscar. We just got a nice email from Deltre Bank thanking us for the catering services we provided them last night. Your team did a great job.
Good to hear. And I'd like to say that Oscar handled every task well, even though he just started with us.
Thank you for the compliment. Likewise, Fumio has been very helpful as a mentor.
Terrific. Oscar, is there any area you need more training on?
Just the paperwork, you know, for keeping track of supplies for the events.
I see. Fumio, could you print out a copy of last night's inventory form? Then Oscar can study it as a sample.
Number 59.
What kind of business do the speakers most likely work for?
Number 60.
What is mentioned about Oscar?
Number 61.
What does the woman ask Fumio to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Hello, Miss Phillips. This is Kevin from Garden Solutions Magazine. Your subscription will expire next month, so I'm calling to encourage you to renew it.
I enjoy reading your magazine, but I'm moving to a different apartment in July, so my address will change.
That's no problem. You can just inform us of any changes at that time, and your deliveries will continue as usual. I can renew your subscription and take payment over the phone right now if you'd like.
Oh, all right. In that case, I guess I want to sign up for one more year. Let me just get my credit card.
Number 62.
What is the purpose of the call?
Number 63.
What does the woman plan to do in July?
Number 64.
Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay today? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Yoji, I've got some wonderful news. Millie Foster called me this morning. She's the literary agent for Ruby Ellis.
Oh, really? Ruby Ellis is one of the most popular authors right now.
I know. And Ms. Foster said she's able to do a book signing event at our bookstore on May 9th.
That's great. But we've already got someone booked for that day.
I know, but we can't pass up this opportunity. I'll call the author scheduled for May 9th and ask her if she can come another day. I think she had a flexible schedule.
Okay. Fortunately, I haven't uploaded the schedule to our website yet, so that's a relief.
Number 65.
Who did the woman speak to in the morning?
Number 66.
Look at the graphic. Who will the woman contact?
Number 67.
Why is the man relieved? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and graphic.
Hi, I ordered a standing lamp from your store last week. I referred to the weekly catalogue from your information desk and made an online order. However, the one that was delivered today was the wrong size.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am. Could you tell me which brand it was?
Yes, it was the Hanes brand. I ordered model R667, but I was sent a lamp that was one size larger. Can I exchange it?
Of course. The online exchange process is quite slow, though, so it would be best to stop into one of our branches.
All right. What do I need to bring with me?
Just a printed copy of your order and the item you received. And again, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience.
Number 68.
What kind of business is the woman most likely calling?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. Which item was the woman sent?
Number 70.
What does the man recommend doing?